So I have to admit, I'd been watching the Sarah Palin Alaska show and saw her clubbing the fish. What was it, a halibut? Yeah, she was using the joke just for the halibut. And then they had the guy that was gutting the fish took the heart out, and it was actually beating in the hands of the kid, Bristol Palin and Sarah Palin. And, of course, the animal rights activists are going crazy over that. But anyway, that doesn't matter. No matter what she does, she's going to be criticized over. And then poor Sarah is talking on Glenn Beck's show, on radio show, and she's talking about... and I'll quote here. He says, obviously, we have to stand with our North Korean allies, she said to Glenn Beck. Now, the libs are going to jump all over that. The MSNBC crowd are going to jump all over that and say she doesn't know the difference between North and South Korea. Of course she does. She made a mistake, okay? Talking so much about North Korea, and she made a mistake. Has no other politician ever made a mistake, including the anointed one, Barack Obama? Sarah Palin, I think, is being put too high in the spotlight right now. Some in the Republican Party and on the right will say that if she is the candidate for president, that Barack Obama will be elected again. I'm not sure if that's true or not, but I think some of the controversy surrounding Sarah Palin is unwarranted. I think too much attention is being paid to her right now because of what's going on, but the left are going to grab hold of situations like this and run with them. Apparently Beck did try to correct her, or did correct the situation, and she corrected herself right away. It's really not a big deal in most people's cases, but I'm sure the liberals will jump all over this North Korea, South Korea thing and make a big issue out of it. Sarah Palin, I think she's great. I'm going to keep watching her show. As far as being president, I'm not sure about that yet. I'm Dan Pretzer. That's today's commentary.